Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a series entitled, The Goodness of God. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
Turn with me, please, in the Scriptures, to the book of Genesis. We're going back to the beginning. Hallelujah. I'm talking about the very beginning. Genesis 1. You can find that, can't you? Genesis 1:1. If you weren't with us this past week, how many that were with us, would you encourage them to get the materials, to go download the messages or get you some CDs or DVDs, whatever the case may be? I believe it to be very significant ministry and teaching, something that the Lord is saying to us right now, very, very important. So please, if you weren't here for whatever reason, get that and get caught up with us, because the Lord's taken us somewhere. He's taken us somewhere. He has a plan for us. And every part of this is, can you tell the things that He's ministered to us in years past, even months past, it was preparing us for this. And one thing builds on another, and God's plan is coming to pass in our lives. Well, we ended Friday night talking about the witness of the goodness of God. And we shouted about it. We got happy about it. And I'm stirred greatly about it. And in praying and seeking the Lord about this morning and about what comes next, I believe we need to continue in the goodness of the Lord.
Amen. Glory.
I believe it's something the Spirit of God is saying to us right now and quickening to us, ministering to us. So we will call the Fighting the Good Fight of Faith series concluded for now. And if you weren't in that, how many would say if people didn't hear that, they ought to get in on that?
Yes.
Oh, man. Shouldn't say, oh, man. Oh, Lord. Because I don't believe it came from man. I know this this past week. I know you don't know how things would come to me or through me, but I can tell you from my perspective, these things are the Lord.
Yes.
I did not think them up.
Yes.
I would sit at my desk, I would pray, and I knew something was there, and I'm looking for it, and I don't have it, and I don't have it, and I don't have it, and all at once, He shows it to me. Hallelujah. There it is. He gave it to me. I'm telling you, I didn't come up with it. Come on, you know some of these things are too good for me to have come up with. Is that right? Don't you know that?
Yes.
Surely you know that. So, how many are in agreement with it and you like the idea of us talking some more and feeding some more and letting the Lord minister to us His goodness? Genesis, the first chapter. Genesis, the first chapter. I believe we begin to see how big of a thing this is. In Genesis 1, in the beginning, God created, let's pray. Let's pray. Lord, we join ourselves together in agreement, touching this, asking You for utterance, acknowledging that we're don't have it in and of ourselves and in of our flesh, but You can give it to us, through us, and to us. And so we ask for utterance. We ask for the anointing. Give to us the opening of eyes and ears and heart and mind. Help us to see You beyond what we've seen before. Help us to see who You are and what You are and come to a whole nother level of understanding and light in You. Show us, we say with Moses of old, show us Your glory, Lord. And You said to him, I'll show you My goodness. Thank You, Lord. We desire it. We ask for it. We believe we receive it. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
In the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. How many believe that in here?
Yes.
He says, well, it was the Big Bang. Well, when God spoke, there may have been a Big Bang. I don't know. But I know this is how it happened right here. And the earth was without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep. And the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters. And God said, let there be light. And there was light. You know, blessing begins with be. B-E. When you're blessed, that's what it'll sound like. Be blessed. Be healed. Be free. Be strong. Not just encouraging words, empowering words, miracle working words, because of the blessing power of the Lord. The Lord didn't say, I've been thinking about light. I've really been pondering some things. I want to talk about light. No. He said, light be, and light was. Keep reading. And God saw the light, that it what?
Good.
That it was what?
Good.
Now I want you to keep track of this word good, because you're going to see it again.
Amen.
Aren't you?
Yeah.
God said light be, and light was, and God saw the light, that it was?
Good.
You could have said a lot of things about light. Light's amazing. You could have said, and the light was fast. Because the light is fast. Is that right? The speed of light. Woo. You could have said light is bright. You could have said light is life. You could have said a lot of things, but what did he say? Light? He said the light is
good.
It's good. Because fast, bright, life is good. It's all in good. Can you tell we're already headed somewhere?
Yeah.
And God divided the light from the darkness. And God called the light day, and the darkness he called night. And the evening and the morning were the first day. And God said, let there be a firmament in the midst of the waters, and let it divide the waters from the waters. And God made the firmament, and divided the waters which were under the firmament from the waters which were above the firmament. And it was so. The atmosphere was very different in the beginning than it is now. And apparently, the occupants of the planet had a lot more protection from the sun, from ultraviolet radiation and all those things. It's far different now than it was then, after the flood. Because one reason the earth flooded the way it did was because all those waters came down. They didn't just come out. The fountains of the deep were broken up, and waters came up, but waters came down from overhead too. Very different than it is now. And God called the firmament heaven, and this is not talking about the heaven of heavens, but the Bible refers to the third heaven. So then there's a first and second heaven. The atmosphere above us would be the first heaven. And he called the firmament heaven, and the earth and morning were the second day. And God said, let the waters under the heaven be gathered together under one place. Let the dry land appear. And it was so. And God called the dry land earth. And the gathering together of the waters called he seas. And God saw that it was
good.
Somebody say, God saw.
That it was good.
It was good.
It was good.
So we got light. We got the firmament. We've got the dry land. We've got the seas. Do we have anything bad in here?
No.
No, it's all good. Somebody say, it's all good.
All good.
Is it all good? God saw it, and he saw that it was good, and all of it was good. And God said, let the earth bring forth grass. Anybody like grass? Might not like cutting it, but the herb yielding seed and fruit tree yielding fruit after its kind. Anybody like fruit? Yeah. Whose seed is in itself upon the earth, and it was so. He said, let it be. Fruit trees, be. Grass, be. And grass became. Prior to that, grass didn't exist. Fruit, the fruit tree didn't exist, but it became by the word of the Lord, by the good word.
Yeah, that's right.
By the word of good.
Yes.
And the earth brought forth grass, herb yielding seed after his kind, and the tree yielding fruit whose seed was in itself after his kind. And God saw that it was good. Oh, somebody say it was good.
It was good.
It was good. God saw that it was good. Or, you know, it was as in brackets there. So you could say it like this, and God saw it is good. When God saw it that he had created, he saw that it is good. Now, you know, this is an amazing thing. God doesn't need to create grass every year or fruit trees. When he released his faith, it was self-perpetuating. The seed was in what he created to reproduce it. Now we're talking about how many millennia.
Right.
And it just keeps on, keeps on, keeps on, keeps on. We need revelation in this area. Instead of trying to get God to do something over and over again in our lives, we need to realize when he said it, that's it. And it, that word will produce fruit in our lives every year. Is that right? Every day, every month, every year from now on. We need to stop trying to get God to do what he's already done. What his spoken word has already accomplished. And accomplished in perpetuity. Don't you like this?
Yes, sir.
We, you know, we're born into this world. We've been in it for ever how long, and it's easy to take it for granted, but it's no small thing that all these plants and trees and animals and mankind itself is flourishing and multiplying, and the seed is in itself, and it just keeps on reproducing generation after generation. It is the creative power of God.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series, The Goodness of God, you may call More Life Ministries at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelifenow.org, where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Remember to join us in Branson, Missouri on Monday, June 6th, as we begin our week-long marriage meeting. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.